Gentlemen, the champion of champions of champions, who's going to definitely go for the Olympic Games, Ray Quinn. you better add, I've put it in my column this week. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I've put it in. It's on Thursday. Ray Quinn for Olympics. Oh, that's it. I'm taking over as management. I'm bringing the oranges on the ice.
Oh, good lad. Nice one. Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
I can't. I can and I can't. If you hadn't have won, with the greatest respect, if you hadn't have won, there would have been a lot of angry people out there. I think I think you've been amazing, young man. I think having worked with you and seen your energy, seeing the love you have for your family, which spurs you on as well, plus you don't like losing, and you wear up against a lot of strong competition, Ray.
Yeah, I know. And Hayley and Beth put on a great performance on Sunday. I think the whole show itself was just absolutely fantastic. And the amount of people on Twitter tweeting me saying how amazing the actual show was performance-wise and the entertainment value that the show brought on Sunday. There was tears, there was happiness, there was, pyros, the lot, there was excitement, everything. And I think we all brought it to the table. But the result in the end just blew me away. I was in total shock.
I saw your face. Yeah. Hysterical it was.
I literally thought, didn't want to say Hayley, and I was, I was literally stood there thinking, if she says Hayley, I want to be able to enjoy that moment for her and say, congratulations. So that's why before my name was announced, I was actually staring over towards Hayley, ready for them to, because I wanted to see the moment when she won. I wanted to be able to enjoy it with her. And then when they said my name, it completely took me by surprise. And I mean, ridiculously. I loved it. Every single moment. It was just amazing.
As you know, Ray, the atmosphere is great, but it doesn't come over on telly like it does there. It must have been electric that night.
That was the best audience we've had the whole time. Everybody was in such high spirits and the tension, the energy, the electricity in the room. Oh, it was unbelievable. And I went down the next day and the come down, because everything was being taken down. It was just unreal. It was the only way I can describe it, and it might sound ridiculous, but I felt like that, a boxer going out on the, final night for the fight night, and all that pressure and hard work from start to finish, and then you're champion of the world. And then the next day, I took our Harry to the soft play around the corner from ours. But, and I was like, this is life, this is cool.
Yeah, but Ray, in show business and sports and stuff like that, it's the highest drug in the world. It's a drug that's not illegal. And you know yourself, it's like when you have that standing ovation, and then it's gone. Yeah. And that's why, in my own little way, when I do pantomime, because when it's a happy show like it was this year, it was such a happy show, I always go away the next day so I'm not down, because I get terribly down. And you must have, when you were in Greece, when you were doing Brookside Finisher, it's those highs. It's a drug. It's a drug.
Yeah, I just felt like, I think today at the most, I watched it back and the moments and everything was just all that hard work, all the hours you put. I mean, can you imagine? We started skating, I think it was the 18th of November, I got my skates. Imagine every single day, 5 hours a day, sometimes more, training every single day. Mm. I was getting up before two shows at 7 in the morning to go and skate and coming back. All these hours we're putting in, and it came to that one moment and I did it, and the achievements and the sense of relief and everything and the sense of just like, wow, I did, unbelievable feeling of like I conquered it was, sensational. And then to actually walk away from it and go, oh, is that it? It was today, I think, especially watching it back, I was really sad that it's not continuing, because the motivation that it gives me and everything else, and the strive that makes you move forward and you continue to go to the gym and all the little things in life that, you have this motivation and ambition for, working every day and going in, that's what drives you on to go through to the next day and everything else. So to find that that's finished and I'm off for a week, it seems ridiculous in my head, but I'm loving the time that I've got now with Harry and I owe it to him and Emma. And I've come down to Poole to see his nanny and all his cousins, and I've just had the most amazing day, and I'm enjoying my time off for sure.
But Ray, but the adrenaline will be going again with people who are paying a lot of money for tickets to come see you. So every performance is going to be a winning night again, because they're paying a lot of money to come and see you. It's nearly sold out, so you're going to get that high again.
Well, you know what? I've never looked forward to a tour so much in my life. with the adulation and the adrenaline of the actual show, to be reliving it just one last time on tour out there with Chris and Jane, reliving these moments. I mean, the VTs and things are going to be fantastic, and the show itself, I've heard from all the paperwork that's been put through to us, that it's just going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be an absolute celebration and showcase of what has been for the last 9 years at Benford and Ice.
The other thing is, Ray, you must be a little bit overwhelmed, because of course you did it, and you did it, and you alone. But what a fan base you've had. You've captured the imagination for not 1 or 2 weeks, for 10 weeks of voting. That is amazing, you know. That is amazing.
Well, I said in my blog, I've had a blog out each week for the last 10 weeks with the Huffington Post online. And this week, I posted it today, just a couple of hours ago, actually, it went live. And it's basically like an Oscar speech. The whole thing is just thanking everybody from start to finish who's helped me get through this. And, you know, not even to mention like my mum and my mother-in-law and my wife that have put up with me going away and working constantly and juggling family life and everything. But the amount of votes and the people at home who's actually picked up the phone to vote for me and Maria and actually enjoyed our performance that much to do so, it blows me away, honestly. I mean, to put your faith in something you can't see. You know, I'm in the audience and, you know, you're getting the feedback from the audience and stuff like you would in the theatre. But I can't see these people picking up the phone at home, watching it on telly and being entertained and enjoying it that much and following me that much that they pick up the phone and vote. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And I can't thank them enough for the opportunity that they've given me. By doing so, it's just, I'm speechless, to be honest. And the moment when they announced my name, I was shaking and I was absolutely melting inside, because it was a moment that I've dreamt about from the beginning when they first asked me to do the show.
Excuse me, you told me at the press launch of the Panto in secret. I mean, everything you're saying, I've written about, and I've written about your family, and I've said how you've juggled life with Harry, and I've given your lovely wife a mention, because of course she's gone to the West End of London into Jersey Boys, and I've really written a good piece, I'm pleased with it, and I've said thank you from you to Kevin Wood and the Empire for releasing you. Because if they hadn't released you from that contract, that could have caused a few problems.
I know, and it did for many others, to be honest, and they really looked after me, and again, kudos.
So many, well, I've forgotten so everyone. I've forgotten everyone. It wasn't kudos, by the way, it's First Family.
No, but kudos.
Oh, that's all right. I thought you were should have said, well, that's blown the contract this year.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, come on, the truth. Don't lie to me, because we're mates. Is the clip-on body going back?
What, me getting...
Going back to the shop.
Absolutely. I'm literally trying my best to stay in shape. And I mean, today and yesterday, I was like, oh, I need a bit of sustenance. So I've had a little drink last night after Sunday night after the show. And I ate for England yesterday. So,
rightly so, you'd have a drink. You've got to celebrate that, because it was an amazing feat. It was an amazing feat.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have a bit of a break this week, but I'm not ever forgetting my way with the health and fitness thing. It's a lifestyle now, and I do not want to change it.
Tell me, Ray, looking back, and you can be truthful about it, not truthful, you can say about it now, looking back at your performances, was the one you thought, I've lost this? Truthfully, if you haven't.
As I say, you don't know what's going to happen. You never realise, and you don't see people voting, so you don't know. I don't know how many people voted for me on Sunday. So I wouldn't know, but I always give 110% every week, no matter what routine or whatever I'd been given. I always give me all because I needed to prove, you know, every week. I needed to raise my game every week. So as far as I was concerned, I did all that I could. And until I was in that case off, it was like, you know, this could be it. I could be going home. This could be the shock out of the series, really, you know. And I thought, I've done it. When the flying went wrong, I thought, this could be possibly the moment where I go. And I've let myself down and everybody else.
Now, what do you think of the judges? I know it's television, but really, what do you think of them?
I think they've been fantastic, and they've really... I think they've really looked like Karen looks after us every week with choreography and everything. She helps out and she's there with advice, and we've got the most amazing fella looking after us, Mark, his name is, and he's Robin Cousins' husband, and he is sensational, like, as far as skating goes. And we have the most amazing team, but the judges themselves, like, every week gave me great comments and sometimes critical, but great, you know. I have no qualms with them whatsoever. They've all, you know, are there for a reason. Dance background, skating background, whatever it may be. But everything that they say is in truth and liable for my following performance, you know. Take everything what they say on board.
I think it's amazing. I cannot believe that we were standing, getting ready to go in the press call for the panto at the Albert Dock, and
what
you said...
Singing? What were we singing?
God, can't remember that. I tried to wipe that one out. And I remember you saying, I really want to win Champion of Champions.
Oh, yeah.
You've done it, Ray. Ray, you've done it.
I know.
But you've worked hard. You've really worked hard.
I wouldn't normally say that because I'd hate to think anyone like I'm blowing my own trumpet because I'm really not. But I've put my hours in and I have worked hard. And so have my family behind me and supported me all the way. And Liverpool and everybody else that's voted for me. And I just want to say a big, massive, in capital letters, thank you so much, because the opportunity for me is worth more than anything.
When's your lovely wife opening the West End?
She opens on Saturday.
Wow.
So she's all nervous. She's checking in the show at the minute, the Piccadilly Theatre. So she's all nervous, but you know what? She's great in it. She's getting great feedback from all the directors and producers, and she's settling in nicely, so... I'm excited to see you. So good luck, babes.
Ray Quinn, you won it. End of story.
Champion of champions, kid.
Thanks for that, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, mate. Ta-da, ta-da.
That is Ray Quinn, the champion of champions. You can't say any more, can you? The champion of champions. What a nice, nice, nice young man.